Al-Awza'i, one of the great imams, said, we used to be with the tabi'een, the successors. All agree that Allah above his throne, above the world. Until Al-Jahm came from Khurasan, from the east, with these ideas that Allah is not above the world. He said Allah is not above, is not down, is not in, is not out. Because his existence is not existence. His existence, that's what he came with. That's why they said this is clear kufr. He also denied that Allah talks, because he denied all the names and attributes. I'm saying that because you will need it very soon. طيب. Second belief he came with, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe it's called al-jabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala force everybody to do what he is doing. And he said, Allah, he is the one who doing everything in this faith, in this earth. So the fornicator, in reality, a'udhu billah, he said Allah. That's words. And he said the person who performing magic, he is Allah. And the one the magic happened on him is Allah. And he said, the one who killing the killer, that's Allah's actions. The person drinking, that Allah's actions, is not somebody else. So he said, ليس فاعل على الحقيقة إلا الله. ليس فاعل على الحقيقة إلا الله. فقال بالجبر. فقال بالجبر. And he said, وإنما حركة العبد كحركة الريشة في محب الريح. If you put a feather in a wind, in the wind, and the wind start flipping the feather, can you blame the feather for being flipping? He said, this is us in this dunya. Exactly, we are the feather, and God and His power is the wind. That's why he said, تَكْلِيفُ الْمُكَلَّفِ بِالطَّاعَاتِ كَتَكْلِيفِ الْمُقْعَدِ بِرُقِيِّ السَّبْعِ الطِّبَاقِ. He said, when God told us, don't do this, do that, exactly like saying a person in his wheelchair, climb to the heavens, or go to the heavens, because it doesn't make sense from God to say that to us. And he started saying, based on this, if you have faith, it will not harm you what you do after this. Because everything you do is what is basically, this is the God actions. This is what God wants and this is what God loves. So there is no sense from having halal and haram. And he has this famous statement, أَلْقَاهُ فِي الْيَمِّ مَكْتُوفًا وَقَالَ لَهُ إِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ أَن تَبْتَلَّ بِالْمَاءِ. He said, our situation with God, like exactly a person, you tied his hand and his legs and you threw him in the water and said, hey, don't wet your clothes. What he can do? Exactly. God tell us, don't do this, and he's forcing us to do it. That is method. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim, he said in very beautiful words, he said, وَالْعَبْدُ عِنْدَهُمْ لَيْسَ بِفَاعِلٍ بَلْ فِعْلُهُ كَتَحَرُّكِ الرَّجَفَانِ. The abd, that's the person, he doesn't do anything. Our actions, we have no control over it. Exactly like when you are taking a shower in a very cold weather and you start shaking. You have no control over your body when shaking. Exactly, this is you in the dunya. You have no control over your actions. وَهُبُوبِ رِيحٍ وَتَحَرُّكِ نَائِمٍ وَتَحَرُّكِ الْأَشْجَارِ لِلْمَيَلَانِ. And when the wind comes and move the branches, or when somebody sleeping, moving, he has no control over his action. This is our life. وَاللَّهُ يُصْلِيهِ عَلَى مَا لَيْسَ مِنْ أَفْعَالِهِ حَرَّ الْحَمِيمِ الْآنِ. And Allah will punish the wrongdoer in the hellfire for what they have not done with their own will. وَلَكِنْ يُعَاقِبُهُ عَلَى أَفْعَالِهِ فِيهِ تَعَالَ ذُو الْإِحْسَانِ. But even it is not his real action, is not what he did by his choice, but still God will punish him for that, and he will fulfill his promise by filling the hellfire from those people. That's what Al-Jahmiyyah believe. Ibn Al-Qayyim said, Allah
is greater than that.
You might ask, aren't they people have a mind to say, okay, you know what? Hey, wait a minute. That means God is not just.
We'll tell you that they don't believe in any attributes, even justice.
You know what justice means in Al-Jahmiyyah's belief mind? See, Jahmiyyah means injustice to do what is impossible.
They said God will not do what is impossible because that's called injustice. And they said like creating another God.
طيب.
Isn't impossible that God will put a person in the hellfire for something he haven't done? He didn't do it with his own choice? He said, no, this is possible. He can do whatever he wants. Because they don't believe in the concept of justice.
وَالظُّلْمُ عِنْدَهُمْ أَلْمُحَالُ لِذَاتِهِ أَنَّا يُنَزَّهُ عَنْهُ ذُو السُّلْطَانِ وَيَكُونُ مَدْحًا ذَاكَ التَّنْزِيهُ مَا هَذَا بِمَقْبُولٍ لَدَى الْأَذْهَانِ.
No doubt this is nobody well except Ibn al-Qayyim said.